From the Quality Department at DHS, here to present a few reports regarding the KPI dashboard incidents, aggression trends, and seclusion restraint in acute inpatient and PCS through their closure last September. I'll just bring up a couple of reports. The first one is going to be the reported incidents through our Verge incident reporting system. Can everyone see on their screen the incident report for 2022?
Yes.
At the top of the screen shows raw data of all incidents reported in our Verge system. And at the bottom of the screen are a few graphs just showing trends of certain incidents. So all the incidents you'll see on the upcoming analysis are total incidents over 1,000 patient days. So overall, from all the reporting and or analysis I'll talk about, it's very consistent among all three quarters in 2022. So we see grievances, elopements, patient falls, medical emergencies, and medication incident rates very stable or flat throughout the year. Or aggression incident trends, same thing follows through. So the aggression incident trends at the top of the page is for acute adult, and aggression trends are kind of lumped into three different type of incidents. So there's physical aggression, patient-to-employee, physical aggression, patient-to-patient, then there's self-injurious behavior, suicide attempt, etc. So acute adult, very consistent reporting or rates by quarter over the last 2022 and then prior years, followed by case, PCS, and OBS, all very consistent and or minimal reporting. The next report I created was for seclusion and restraint. Here we see in 2022, all seclusion trends, seclusion and restraint trends declined or were declining, except we saw for acute adult, restraint rate increased for quarter one, two, and three of last year. And on the next page, I show some supporting data that is regarding the actual hours of restraint use. And so on the second from the top graph, that is acute adult hours of restraint rate, the reason for the rise is simply we had consistent or the same amount of restraint hours by quarter as we saw in 2021 while census was declining in 2022. I'll just page down to the raw data. So on the left-hand side, we see restraint hours by acute adult and case, and we kind of hover in on by quarter, 2021, 2022, we're honestly very consistent for kind of the average amount of hours reported. And then the next thing I want to talk about is the KPI dashboard. For the KPI dashboard, it's a seven-page document broken out. For the first two pages, it's PCS, followed by acute adult, and then for a case. And at the top, we saw flagged as red. So if it's, we use three colors in the KPI dashboard. Red is higher or worse than expected. Green is expected. Essentially, it meets the threshold or the national average, and then blue is better than expected or our set threshold. So in PCS in quarter three, we saw, actually quarter two and three, we saw higher than expected readmission rates. That is a 3 and 30-day readmission. Physical aggression, patient to patient, was at our target. So with some of these performance measures, as our census declined, honestly, one or two incidents can really skew the data set. So for patient-to-patient aggression, there was only one reported in quarter three. As you'll see, there's a lot of zero and ones for the N. So with any of the the statuses of the different colors, we kind of have to look into the N and the volume to really kind of further interpret the data. For acute adult, we did well. For the client satisfaction survey, our MISIP survey, all the way through closure. So quarter two, we had 81% positive rating for the overall score for the MISIP survey, which was a 28-item survey. In quarter three, we had a 76% positive rating, and the national average is 75%. For the MISIP satisfaction survey in acute adult, we did dip below the national average for all three quarters for the item. If I had a choice of hospitals, I would still choose this one. In quarter three of 2022, there was a 60% positive rating. The national average was 65%. And physical aggression for acute adult, we did exceed the national, or we did exceed our threshold of 2.9 for all three quarters of 2022. And in the middle of the page for restraint rate, we did exceed the national average of 0.26 for all three quarters of 2022. But to put that in perspective, if we would have compared this to 10 years ago, we were 14 times the rate in quarter three of 2022. So even though we did exceed the national average, we made great strides over the years in comparison to, honestly, 10 years ago or 5 years ago. For case, here we see above our threshold for readmission rates, that is 7 and 30-day readmission. Our client satisfaction survey in case, we were below the national average in quarter three, but in quarter two, we were above it. So again, here we see the national average for the youth case satisfaction survey was 75%, 76% positive rating in quarter two, 60% in quarter three. But I caution any interpretation as the N of the completed surveys became quite low towards closure of the hospital. So only 6 completed surveys were collected in quarter three of last year in case. For the question, overall, I am satisfied with services received, 83% positive rating for that survey item on the case survey. Finally, one thing to note, actually, we did very well. Patient-to-patient aggression and patient-to-staff were at target for the last two quarters of 2022. And then finally on case, the restraint rate was above our target in all three quarters of 2022. But overall, to tell you the truth, for all the reports, there was very consistent reporting all the way through hospital closure. Mary, do you have any questions, or anyone in the group have any questions regarding any of this analysis?
No, I have no questions, Edward.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you, Ed.
Item number 10.